Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Ralph Carbert, Winter Road II, with the Ralph Winter Road Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And talking about, before I get the grand jury, or talking to an internal revenue criminal, or a criminal prosecutor. But let's just, we're sticking to 7201, attempt to evade or defeat a tax. Evade or defeat any tax imposed by this title. So one of the things to establish is, are we talking about Title 26? Any question I have a right to, because, sir, you know, my understanding is, and may tell me if I'm wrong here, you're supposed to be here to present facts that have to do with the alleged statute that I have violated. Is that not true? We've got to limit the facts. We can't be here talking about my laundry. We can't be talking about my girlfriend, my mistresses, if I had any. Uh-huh. No. So we've got to establish that. That's several ways to go about attacking what he's talked to, limit him to what he's, and to qualify his questions. You have a right to qualify his questions. Because how can you answer if you don't understand? And, of course, one of the other ones, you just got to pay very close attention anytime they use terms, because a term is exclusive use and a new definition of a word or phrases. If he uses words like income or any of these type of things, gross income, net income, whatever. Sir, I don't understand your question, because that is a term. And out of Title 26, there are about 859 terms. So I presume that before you ask any question concerning a term, you will be giving it at least to me, because I don't understand. Now, maybe the grand jury understands all these terms, but I don't. So I cannot truthfully answer your questions, which I want to, until you disclose this new meaning used exclusively by the Internal Revenue, IRS. So we're back to again. We get him into, get this guy into, okay, is what type of tax is it? Subtitle A. Well, now, okay, now, if you ask this question again, sir, I want to understand here, because in this target letter you gave me, we're talking about returns. Now, I want to make sure that it's coming under this. There's 6012, persons required to make returns of income, which says returns with respects to income under subtitle A shall be made by the following, which includes individuals. And there's another one, which is 6011, which says individual income tax returns. For the purposes of this paragraph, the term individual income tax return, which is in quote, means any return imposed by subtitle A on individuals, estates, and trusts. So is that your question clothed under that I have required or did not make an individual income tax return imposed by subtitle A? Is your question underneath that? Is that what you're talking about? Okay, now, he's going to start to figure out real quick. We use some of this in Rappert's case in Minnesota. So now, he stepped into the thing. Once you get them into Title 26, because you have a right to understand what the questions are about, because there are five separate types of taxes, and it is about a return. Is that what the subject is about a return? Well, sir, I don't understand here, because you see, if I went to Walmart and I wanted to get a return of money, somebody's got to be authorized to withhold any tax, because your attempt to evade or defeat any tax imposed by this title. We have imposed. What's imposed? That means there must be somebody with required to withhold. There's got to be some statute somewhere that somebody's required to withhold money and give it to the IRS. Otherwise, we don't have any reason to be here. Now, somebody has to act as a withholding agent. Now, let me make sure that I understand this correctly, because the only authority for anyone to withhold, i.e. act as a withholding agent, is defined in Title 26, which we're talking about. And it says any tax, and it only has application for Subtitle A. So you read off what it says. Because, you see, I don't understand who is supposed to be acting as the withholding agent, because I can't file a return until somebody has the authority to withhold, as required to withhold. And the term withholding agent, which is in quotation marks, withholding agent, means... That means it is exclusive to whatever follows. Any person required to deduct and withhold any tax. So that covers everything. Under the provisions of 1441, 1442, 1443, and 1461, end quote. So somebody has to act as a withholding agent. So my question is, if this money is clothed under that, somehow there's got to be a withholding agent, and you've not identified who the withholding agent, or if it has application to me, because I don't know how to answer your question. Now, just for clarification, sir, and I'm sure maybe the grand jury knows what this means, but I don't. Which one of these? It says 1441. That's Title 20. That's a subtitle A tax. But 1441 is limited strictly to non-resident aliens. The second code section is 1442. That's limited strictly to foreign corporations. The third one is 1443. That's foreign organizations. So, sir, I need to have understanding. Do you have any evidence that I am acting in any of those three capacities? Because otherwise I'm unable to answer your question, because there has to be a withholding agent. And I don't know, who's going to act as a withholding agent? And I limit it strictly to those, because it's under means. And it says any tax required to. So how can I answer your question? 1461 is the hold harmless clause. If anybody does it, and I'm not one of those three, or if people that, quote, were working for me and I withhold, act as a withholding agent and gave you money, we got a problem. I could be sued. So once you understand that concept, that's where they, in Rappert's case, they wouldn't allow us to continue forward when I was in Minnesota with him. They can't go there. Just that quick. Title 26, five types of taxes. You get it under Subtitle A, because there's two code sections, 6011 and 6012, that goes to returns. And it even says individual income tax return, if that's what we're talking about. Is that what I'm charged with, by evade or defeat? And it says Subtitle A. Well, then somebody has to have the authority to is required to deduct and withhold. And it's defined only in one place in Title 26, and this is it. So I need you to tell the grand jury which one of these, or explain to me so that I can answer your questions concerning whatever paperwork. You got paperwork. I don't know if it's valid or not. You took stuff out of my office. I know. You wouldn't even tell me what paperwork you took. I don't know. So what's the question? Is it clothed within any facts of a return for one of those three subjects, those three entities? Otherwise, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to decline to answer, because I can't answer. You haven't explained the question where I can answer it. Oh, but it gets better. You see, there's cases. Actually, it's quite a few of them. But you see, every statutory charge has what's called essential elements. Now, what's that mean? Say there's murder. What's one of the essential elements of murder? Well, it's got to be somebody dead. You think? That's an essential element. You can't have murder without an essential element of somebody being dead. These are things that they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. So what are the essential elements of 7201? The attorney, the counsel for the United States of America, which we're not going to get into today, but that's one of the questions you would start off initially. You know, are you here as a counsel for the United States of America? Is the United States of America the government that is prosecuting this case? And on we go. But we'll save that for another time, because that's a killer, too. They can't go there with sovereign body politic and all that other. And nobody does any of this. This is in a case, and there's several cases out there, but this one here happens to be United States of America, plaintiff, isn't that amazing, of America, versus Bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P. And it's recorded in 264F, as in Frank, 3D-535, 2001 case. It's one of you'll see quoted quite a bit. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, 264F, as in Frank, 3D-534. See, one of the questions is anytime they're doing anything is, so which one of these essential elements is this fact that you're talking about referencing? Because otherwise, I'm not here to talk about my laundry or about things that have no benefit or are not factually tied into what are these essential elements. And you explain what essential elements are. There are three essential elements that you're supposed to be limited to providing facts to this grand jury and defining the term so that we all understand the question and what I'm testifying to. So what are the three essential elements of 7201? The existence, number one, of a tax deficiency. Go look at these cases these lawyers use. Number two, willfulness. Do you see them attacking the tax deficiency? Nope. Why? It's an essential element. They must prove it. Beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, the game that they play is they give you a notice of federal tax lien, and they put it in the public record, and the IRS agent, he does a declaration. Hey, you know, there's a public record here. He owes money, or there is a list pendant against his property based on this. Why does the IRS use the public records? Well, they're taken as true until somebody rebuts them. Do they ever rebut the notice of the federal tax lien? Nope. What a con. The existence of a tax deficiency, which we're going to get into in a minute. Willfulness. They all return. Oh, did you willfully do this? Now, wait a minute. There is a statute. Where is the law that requires me to file or to withhold money? Oh, that's the withholding agent. You see, in Title 26, the statute that requires it is a withholding agent. Now, which we don't have to get into. Ken in Fort Worth, do you have a question, comment?
Yeah. Hey, that's a good point. Where's the law that says you got to file anything and sign your name to it?
Well, it is. And I'm going to keep us just getting to the punchline. The punchline is they are coercing you by a W-4 to volunteer to go in under the Buck Act as a citizen of the United States because you're volunteering for it. You want a benefit.
Right.
Hey, that's the W-4. And the authority to withhold is in the withholding agent. There's your law right there. It says required to and deduct. That's your law.
I wrote to 10 corporations one time, General Motors, General Electric, Ford, all the biggies. I asked them one question. They're saying, are you a foreign corporation or are you an American corporation? I got no answers for none of them.
Yep.
Are they all foreign corporations?
Nope. No, they're not. Nope. No, they're not.
Well, why don't they write me back and explain that to me?
Well, I don't know what they are, but the bottom line is, if you want to get to it, the definition of income is an excise tax for corporate entities.
Yeah, but I'm saying as a corporation. I asked if they're a foreign corporation.
I don't. They won't go there. They just put you off as you're a numbskull. They're not going to answer your questions.
I just want
just
to let
because
you know.
They don't answer don't mean that you have a fact.
I'm gone.
It's proof. See, what I'm doing, I'm taking their stuff. I love, call me priest or Father Ralph. I love confessions. But you see, I'm not bound to keep from divulging them. I got loose lips. I cannot keep government secrets. I cannot keep confessions from the criminals. And this is evidence. And if you understand and pay attention to the words, you can have just a barrel of fun with these guys, if you can call it that. And you can defeat them. We're going to see. Okay? I guess he must have went away. Hung up. Anyway, so there are essential elements. There are three of them. So any question that they ask, you want to make sure it's clothed under some fact of one of these. The existence of a tax deficiency. Two is willfulness. The attorneys love that one. Leave that one alone. How could I willfully or not willfully disobey after there was an actual statute? If there was a statute that said, thou shalt, all citizens of the several states shall do income taxes and define income taxes, I'd be done. Back in a minute.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Back here. Okay, the questions in the grand jury that I say I'm willing to answer any questions as long as they are under one of these three essential elements. It has to do with the existence of a tax deficiency, two, or willfulness, or three, an affirmative act constituting evasion or attempted evasion of the tax. We've identified by now the tax is a subtitle, a tax. How could I evade to it or attempted evasion? Well, what if I filed a Form 1040 and filed a zero return? That's evading. Why would I do that? Because I don't understand what is going on. I think somehow that's going to get me out of it. That is evading. Do not file a zero return. Don't do anything. The tax is not due. There is no known legal duty under Title 26 unless you are a non-resident alien, a foreign corporation or foreign organization to file for a return of money unless you are one of those, because that's the only authority there is, your statutory authority to withhold and take money. Everybody's been wanting to know where it is. There it is, right there. It says required to deduct and withhold any tax. That covers anything in Title 26. Title 26, if they abided by it, there's nothing wrong with it. They use it in Title 27 for ATF. That's fine. The statutory authority Everybody says, where's the law that requires it? Right there. It's plain, simple, withholding agent. Somebody's got to act, have the authority required to deduct and withhold. There it is. Plain English. 26 U.S.C. 7701. For foreign, non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations. And 1461 is, if you ain't one of them and you're withholding, you could be sued. But what do they do to get us to submit? Oh, that's right. Because we don't know any better. You can't come to work for me unless you fill out a W-4. And I want you to voluntarily act as a withholding agent. And in reality, it's federal income tax. Because you see, under the Social Security Act, in the legislative history, the employer, which is a statutory creation only for citizens of the United States, uses the excise tax. So the FUTA, the unemployment insurance, is an excise tax under the Social Security Act. And the, quote, annuity or your retirement or the money they withhold to where they steal, they call that a federal income tax. For your retirement. Yep, that's our facts. Well, let's get back to this. So I'm sitting there and I say, you know, he's got all these figures or a piece of paper or whatever. I want to know which one of these so that I can answer truthfully. Are you trying to establish a fact on the existence of a tax deficiency? We know it's not willfulness. And it's not an affirmative act, because if I haven't filed a stupidly, which we don't know, is that stupid? It's ignorance, ignorance of filing a zero return, or I'm trusts are a pain in the neck. Because you can defend this right up front without going to the trust and all that, because that just complicates things. Because when you get a trust, unless there's a certain type of trust, you have the beneficiary and you have a trustee, so you got to have two people in bed together to tell the same story. So therein lies a problem. The IRS uses fear, panic, and dissension among the parties. So the best thing to do is, if you're married, keep stuff separate. Number to keep stuff out of a trust. There are certain types of trust, I guess, business trust you can do. But it's so much simpler just to stand on who you are. So the question becomes assistance of the existence of a tax deficiency. Why don't the attorneys ever go into that? Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, well, we're back here. So I'm sitting there, and we have these essential elements. Number two is willfulness. We don't need to go there, because that's where all the attorneys, how do you willfully or not willfully do a statutory law? Well, of course, that's the nonsense world. That's smoke and mirrors nonsense. That's the feeling. Well, I don't know. I didn't know about it or whatever. The third one, of course, is the one if you filed a zero return, if you're doing some type of trust and supposedly you're selling properties or some other nonsense. Jeff in Michigan, question, comment before we continue? Hello, Jeff. You there? Jeff, are you there? I guess Jeff ain't there. So, heard a lot of noise. Anyways, so we're back to deficiency. Well, that's what it says. I mean, I'm just going by the essential elements. It said the existence, there must be a tax deficiency. So what is deficiency? A tax deficiency? Well, it's defined. Title 26. We've established we're in Title 26, so there's a lot of ways to screw the attorney around or the guy that's asking the question. I want to understand here. There must be a deficiency. So was your question concerning some sort of the existence, one of the essential elements of a tax deficiency? Now, my understanding is, if you give the grand jury, if there's a, I think I'll be finished here and then we'll get him. Tax it's deficiency is under 6211. It says, for purposes of this title, so it must be Title 26, income, estate, or gift taxes imposed by Subtitle A and B and excise. Well, we've limited to Subtitle A. The term deficiency means the tax amount of tax imposed by Subtitle A. Well, the only place that you're required to deduct and withhold is the withholding agent. That's 7701, and that's only if I'm one of those three enemies. So I don't understand your question. Now, this is the definition of deficiency. They have notices of deficiency. That's 6212. It reads essentially the same thing. He is authorized to send a notice of such deficiency to the taxpayer by certified mail. But it says ahead of this, if the secretary determines that there is a deficiency in respect to any tax imposed by the subtitle A, B, and chapters 41, 42, 43, and 44. Those are excise taxes under subtitle D. And, of course, we know those don't have any application to us because it's got to be a subtitle A. But 41 is public charities, 42 is private foundations, 43 is qualified pensions, and 244 is qualified investment entities. Michelle, we got a problem here. That guy, prosecutor, that criminal, has to ask questions. I can't answer any question. I'm not required to answer any question that's not on point to do with what? Returns, subtitle A, and deficiencies. So I would qualify each and every question. Because I don't understand. I can't answer your question. And if there's a term involved, you got to write down. You may have to write it down and proceed very slowly because these guys are really slick. That attorney that I played the recording on, he evaded the questions, even though James did a very good job of cornering him. He got what we needed. These guys are professional liars. That's what they do. Jeff in Michigan, question, comment?
Yeah, hi, Ralph, how are you?
Out of jail upright, still giving him H-E-double-L.
Okay, hey, I want to commend you for trying to play the game by the rules and a law, so-called law. And then the question is how is it that you think you could beat these liars that make up the law as they go along, deny everything?
Well, let me tell you.
How is it you think you could beat them? Because I'm one of your cheerleaders, and you know I hope that you could succeed. But being that we're living under a totalitarian regime, how do you think you can beat them? Because it's beyond me. I can't figure it out.
Okay, that's what I'm here to do. First of all, you have to understand what the game is. And it's a game to them, or it's a con. It's not a game, it's a con. Any and every reduced to judgment, every books and records, they will always use the public record against you with an affidavit, actually a declaration, under 28 U.S.C. 1746. And if you do not immediately rebut what that declaration attaches as a public record, guess what they do? It's taken as true. We got that out of Thornton.
I know, but they're gonna ignore it anyway and make up
no,
something
they're not.
Else.
No, that's not true.
That's oh, yeah, it true. Is.
No, it's not true. Absolutely not. I got a case on a foreclosure reduced to judgment where they already were getting ready for the sale, put in the status – thing, and the judge, I've never seen this, they stopped issuing the thing for the sale of the property. They already issued a judgment. They backtracked and said that the other side must answer the motion to vacate or dismiss for lack of subject matter jurisdiction. And then they said that this party has the right to reply. Then they also said that the magistrate has to do a finding of fact, and then the party can do a rebuttal to that, and then the judge can move. Have you ever seen one of these reduced to judgment after the judgment's been done? They backtracked.
All I've ever seen is tyranny and oppression. That's all I've ever seen my entire life, and I'm 61.
Hold on. This is a factual case. I just can't give out the name. Another case, which I have, which is the FAA. They did a summary judgment. This is Dave Gladden's case. This is 3-17-CharlieVictor-43 in the District of Alaska. We understand. I understand now what they're doing. There's ways to fight it. It isn't. You have to know what the constitutional side is, but you have to know what the con is. They are doing a con, and they actually seem to abide by their con. In Dave Gladden's case, they put a motion to dismiss. They put a bunch of attachments, and the judge said, no, that's a summary judgment because they brought new evidence, new facts into it. So then you have to file an affidavit to create evidence to rebut a summary judgment. You can file motions till hell freezes over, and you're going nowhere. Same thing on books and records. You can file motions or on a reduced to judgment. They get people's property with reduced to judgment, and nobody ever does any sworn testimony because you do not understand the con.
I do understand the con.
I'm glad somebody does.
The people are going to always lose. We agree to disagree, and we're living under a totalitarian regime.
Hey, if you understand the con, email me where you've understood it and done something to prove your point.
All right, because here, I'll make a statement right here. I'll make a statement right here.
Okay.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yeah, do you know what that has to do with?
It has to do with the government keeping me from protecting myself.
No, okay, wait a minute. What is the Second Amendment about?
It's about me being able to protect myself.
Nope. You see, you're not totally. The amendments, Second Amendment, is a limitation on Congress to legislate anything on that. Your Second Amendment's right. What you think, your actual right to bear arms as a citizen of whatever state you're domiciled in. That is a limitation only on Congress. But because you think you're a citizen of the United States and you've signed up for it just like I have, we have given Congress plenary power to legislate in that world. I probably could agree with that.
And then the only thing that I could say is that this whole thing is a big con. I think you said that too. This thing is a whole big con. To where we are a totalitarian regime.
You have to understand the con. And if you don't understand the con, then you're not going to go anywhere. That's why
I'm not going nowhere. They're grinding me right down into the ground.
Okay, well, I've got four cases where we're doing things that they have never done before.
And, never. Ralph, with all due respect, Ralph, and I respect you, what is your success rate expressed in a percentage of the cases that you have fought?
Well, let's just take this misdemeanors on me. I've got, I think, 8 of them, and I won 7 out of 8.
That's real good.
But you know what? It doesn't prove a damn thing. You know why?
Well, I kind of do.
No, it's not because I used citizen of the United States on the jury, and they didn't want to go there.
I
am working too, which is what I'm talking about the show today. That's like McAlpine's. How many cases do you know where books and records they actually packed up and left? And I haven't even got to why they did it yet in the show today. I've got a documented case. The IRS on the books and records said, we don't want to play with you anymore. Can you give me one case on that? I've never found one.
But I could tell you from my experience is that you're, and I don't wish that you wouldn't win. I would hope you would win, and I would pray that you would win, but you are never going to win because they will not let you because they have the power, and we do not have the power.
Okay, well, I'm going to disagree with you there.
And that's why you're not going to win.
When you say win, you got to qualify these things. What they do is they will dismiss or walk away or find some other reason not to do something. On all the cases that I, quote, won, they didn't tell me why. They put out a Rule 43A. We don't want to play with you no more, Ralph. The same thing in Macau.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand
okay.
that.
Okay, and Macau.
I don't try to discredit you for your effort. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying that we're under such a corrupt system that it's not possible to win, no matter how much.
Okay, I'm going to disagree. Then just stay tuned. And we're going to see some of these play out.
Okay. Well, I'm going to listen because I'm very interested in it, and you know. I commend you for your effort.
I've got four cases. And I tell you what, if you say you can't win, then why fight? You got two choices. You either fight or surrender.
We could fight. We could fight. There's no problem there. Yeah, we could fight.
Even if we can't win, we could fight.
Knowledge
and wisdom with what I'm talking about today, because the people that go into these grand juries or into these stuff, they don't have a clue how to talk about what I'm talking about today, and how would they? It's not.
I don't know, but I wish you luck.
Okay. Ken in New York, you're up next. What comment?
Thank you.
Ken, New York, you there?
Thank you. Yes, I hear you now. Thank you for taking my call. I have a slightly different question. I think you've done amazingly well for what you've accomplished, and my question is, with these people, based on what you said about Judge Sinicki and Rappert's case, where he just said, we're not going to talk about this, we're not going to talk about that, my opinion is that the only way you can hurt these people is in the pocketbook and in their career.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever filed criminal complaints against these people, just for the
not
heck
yet.
Of it, just to make a record?
No, I have not filed a criminal complaint against them yet. No, but I'll tell you what, let me tell you where I'm headed. First of all, it took me a long time to figure out Title 26 is a ruse. It took me a long time to find out where the statute is, which is just strictly 26 U.S.C. 7701A16, withholding agent. There is your authority for Subtitle A taxes. It's right there. That's the only part it is. I spent all years chasing around Title 26 looking for, and it ain't there. It's in the Federal Register Act. It's in the Social Security Act, and they put it into effect by the good old Buck Act.
I heard you first time on Late Joyce Riley. That's what got me over here.
And I can prove all this. That's the thing is. But so what I'm doing is I had to find out, first of all, you can't defeat the con. How am I going to defeat the con of the rabbit coming out of the top hat if I don't get up and get to inspect the rabbit coming out of the top hat? I got to get there. That's what I've done. Okay,
and
now I'm there. So now where do I go for justice? There's only two places. There's only one court to go to. The Federal Court of Claims. It does not. Does not.
Yes.
You must, Rule 4, bring in under United States. You can't bring in the United States of America. So how do I tie those together? Well, you see what? United States, a.k.a. also known as United States of America, is a sovereign body politic. That is a stake through the heart, because the United States of America, as a moving party, cannot be a sovereign body politic. Because are the sovereigns.
When James asked him earlier about the Council for the United States of America, I heard the dial tone on the other end.
well, he just said, I'm the prosecutor. He wouldn't answer the question.
Yes, I know. I noticed that.
Why can't he answer? No. Because it would commit him to being, there's two things these guys are scared of, liability and being exposed.
Right. Well, hasn't he created somebody? He's denied. Isn't this a dual process violation? What he's doing?
See, they're going to get him. I'm not going to tell you what we're going to be doing this next week. Anyway, but if he had to go before the grand jury, I'm giving ways to talk about and expose that guy for the liar that he is.
Yeah, and
he can only ask you questions establishing facts for the essential elements and only under subtitle A, and you cannot have a return until somebody is required to withhold and deduct, and everybody out there for decades, including Ralph, where is the law that requires me to give money? And so they're right there. It says so, required to deduct and withhold and forward it.
And I believe it, and I've heard you say it many times. And my only question is, there must be ways to... Oh, I hit a music. Can I hold for a minute?
If you're going to finish your question, you're going to have to wait till we pay the bills here.
Yes.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In New York, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, finish your question, and I'm going to do a close here.
Yes. The points that I would make is that also, along with criminal complaints, bar grievances, which I know do absolutely nothing, but isn't it so that if they get an, if somebody gets enough of them, including a public official, wouldn't their malpractice carrier or their bonding insurance start to get nervous?
Well, there's so many ways to go at it. Let's put it this way. In the state of Alaska, we got a judge to admit. She has no oath. She's never been appointed. She says, I'm an undersigned jurist. And she says, go to HELL. They have a bond. Well, I got to copy this bond. You know what the bond is? The bond is provided by the state of Alaska that says that thou shalt not steal from the entity of which you are an employee. There is a statute that says that they have to have an official bond, not for judges, but for other people, with secured by as a freeholder, so that we, if they handle money or whatever, we can sue against that bond. You know how many people have that? Nobody. You
right,
know how many people in Alaska has an oath of office? None. How many have a civil commission?
Right.
None.
Alaska is pretty unique in that respect. That's not the case with many of the other states.
Oh, they're all, they've all been overthrown, and I can tell you why. It goes back
no,
to the...
No, I understand that. I'm talking about the bonding bonding agencies and the people at the insurance companies that bond
well,
them.
Some of them, like the sheriffs, they have bonds, but it's not put up by the sheriff. It's put up by the government. So you have sheriffs. See, of course, we don't even have sheriffs because we come in so late, we didn't even get a smell of the several states. There are some that actually have foundational documents that are of the several states. We Alaska does not have that.
All right, thank you for your time.
Is still a territory in reality.
Yes, I understand. I thank you, and I'll let you continue. Bye.
Sure. Yeah, okay. We can win. Trump is winning, even with all of the obstructionists. But you got to fight, but it takes knowledge. Democrats are Satanists. And a whole bunch of the Republican Party rhinos are right in bed with them. I can't wait to see what his Supreme Court justice decision is going to be. I hope it's that woman, because I think she's probably the best choice. I don't know about the guy out of Utah, because he was an anti-Trumper initially, so that would raise big questions on me. For me, that guy that the old McConnell is pushing, why if he's pushing for it, I'm against it. I don't need to know anymore, because that guy is a rhino. He's married to a Chinese gal that's gotten making billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars illegally because she's married to somebody that's got some stroke. When are we going to wake up and fight? We can fight, but you have to understand terms and you have to understand what's going on. And the Title 26, the people that have the authority, everybody's saying where it is. It's right there in the definition of withholding agent. Required to what? You got to deduct. It's required to. And it's only for non-resident aliens, foreign corporation, and foreign organization. That is the statute that requires you, somebody, to withhold money. And you have to withhold money before you can ask for a return. You can't go to Walmart and return something until you bought something, can you? The logic is so simple. And you can use the essential elements. But all of these charges all have essential elements they must prove. They don't tell you what they are. The attorneys don't even bring them up in the dang trials. Why? What is wrong with these people? They're corrupt. They don't know. I know we don't know. I mean, I haven't known them. That's all I do, is read their stuff. And I'm researching now this Hooven versus Allison, which is a Supreme Court case, which they gave three definitions of what United States is, and then they gave law reviews, and that's what I'm working on now before my status, because I want to get this status done the best of my ability to make it bulletproof, and also for what's coming up in a couple of cases about United States of America as a sovereign body politic. United States and United States of America are not the same thing. Anyway, I hope you found it interesting, learned something today, and God willing, we will see you next Sunday, and watch out for the federales, because they are everywhere.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you.
This is RBN.